Welcome to And With Your Spirit, a homily podcast that takes preaching out of the sanctuary and moves it into your daily life. Let us make ourselves open to the voice of Christ and the movement of the Holy Spirit, that we might be transformed.
What is the greatest commandment? The question asked of Jesus. Of course, there were a lot of commandments, a lot of laws, hundreds of them. And Jesus answers as only he could do in this simple way, yet profoundly. And he says there's really two. In fact, he kind of makes them one, to love God with everything and our neighbor as ourself. This is the path to eternity. In fact, he said that. You're not far from the kingdom of heaven if you can do this. This is the path. The month of November, of course, begins with All Saints Day. And I'd like to talk about that tonight because All Saints Day is on Monday. It's not a holy day of obligation. It's because it's on Monday. I was talking to Father Ackerman about that, and it's kind of weird, isn't it? You know, like it's a holy day unless it's on Monday or Saturday. I'm a priest, still trying to figure it out. But anyway, we'll get into that later. All Saints Day. What an important day. Because All Saints Day, you know, we don't just remember the canonized saints on that day, but all the saints. That means the ones who don't have the ST in front of their name. People, in fact, who are living are in that group. And people who've died in God's grace. These are the people who have lived the two great commandments. That's how you become a saint. You got to love God with everything, and your neighbor is yourself. That's the path. You know, we hear the term saints, and we tend to get almost turned off by it in the sense that, well, those people are really holy. And that tends to be our problem. Tonight, I really would like us to dig into that a little bit. And I'd like us to think about saints, not the canonized ones, but the ones who aren't canonized that we know, that you know. Might be you. I was looking through the list of parishioners, actually, who died this past year. They'll be in our newsletter. It lists all of them. It's a long list, unfortunately. But, you know, we have a lot of people that want to go to heaven. They're old, a lot of them. Some weren't. But I was looking through the list of those people. Of course, I had a lot of their funerals. This week, we had three, which isn't, you know, uncommon. And you want to talk about some incredible people. When I went down through that list, it just caused me to stop and think about all of them. I mean, a lot of you knew these people. I'm talking about some impressive people, really impressive. Mothers and fathers, a couple single people in that list, some incredible veterans that were in that list. I got to know them, hear their stories. Amazing people. Saints, no doubt. So I got to thinking about that, as I should think about these things. Who will take their place, these people? That's a good question, isn't it? Or will the church just shrink and die? These are things I think about. You're glad, aren't you? Things you should be thinking about. The reason I say all this is because, you know, it's not uncommon to hear people make comments like this. Listen. Oh, my dad, my grandpa was amazing. He sacrificed so much for our family. He went through so much. Or my grandma, she was a saint. She prayed so much. She went to daily mass. She was always there for us. How many times have we heard that? I've said it because I was blessed to have these people. But here's the part that bugs me. After praising people like that, people will follow it up with this. Well, I could never do that. Or worse yet, I wouldn't want to live that life. It was too hard, and it required too many sacrifices. How many times have I heard that? And that always kind of goes through me. And it should go through you. It's sad, really. After we talk about how great some of these people are, and yet we reflect on it and say to ourselves, well, that's not for me. Wrong. It is for you. And for me. Our problem today is that, in general, we're pretty soft. Not accusing anyone of that here. myself perhaps. Our ancestors, on the other hand, they weren't soft. Today, we tend to look for the path of least resistance. We want an easier faith. That's why All Saints Day, if it's on a Monday or Saturday, it's not a holy day of obligation. I mean, I'm being sarcastic, but it's kind of true. You know, why do we change that stuff? Father Ackerman said that. He said, that's our problem. And he got into other things. He said, yeah, we used to fast on Fridays. Everyone remembers that. My grandma never stopped doing that. My grandparents, they didn't eat meat on Fridays. Technically, you're not supposed to, actually, if you didn't know that. If you do eat meat on Fridays, you're supposed to give up another sacrifice. Look it up in the catechism. I'm not making these things up. Seriously. How many people knew that? Not very many. Now you do. Sorry. But it's true. Look it up in the catechism. That like never went away, technically. So you can read it. But you know what I'm trying to say. So we'll make it easier for people to be Catholic. That'll help them. Okay, I'm getting sarcastic. Anybody agree with that statement? No? Well, you do, but you don't. Yeah, I mean, it's a bad statement, actually. You know, like, we'll make it easier for people, and then the church will be full. That hasn't worked either. In fact, last time we did the counting of all the people who were supposed to do that in October, you don't really want to compare those. You want to compare the number of people at church compared to 5 years ago, or 10? You really don't. You really didn't want to come and hear that, although you all kind of like that when I get fired up like that. I can tell you like that. But that's a serious concern that we should all have. What I really want to ask is this to you, everyone here, who do you look up to in your life that you want to model your life after? Everybody in here should have people like that. I do. I have had my life. That's why I've been blessed. And you hear me talk about them. My grandparents, aunts and uncles, primarily my parents, priests. For me, nuns. I could go on. Even some friends. I got a list, actually, of people. Father Ackerman's high on the list. I happened to talk to him today. There's a good priest. He'll be a man like that. He's 86. He works every week. He was telling me his schedule. It's crazy. I don't know how the man does it. I don't know how he keeps some of it straight. And he's as happy as ever. But I'm just asking you all that. During the month of November, it's the month of saints, the month of souls. I'm asking you to think about that in your life. However old you are, young and old, we should be thinking about these things. Who are the saints that we look up to? Not the canonized ones, although it's nice to have them. I've got my own of those. I'm talking about people we've known in the flesh, people we've touched. Who is it that you look up to? Who inspires you to want to be more? You have people like that, don't you? Anyone? I hope. I'll leave you with a little quote. I do this every year on All Saints Day, but it's one of my favorite quotes. I'm a quote person, you know that. This came from a French author by the name of Léon Bloy. He once said this. I like this a lot. He said, "The only real sadness, the only real failure, the only great tragedy in life is to not become a saint." What a great quote. How sad it would be if we got to the end of our life and we thought back and said, "I should have been more." How sad it would be if that wasn't our goal, to be a saint, but to settle for something less. Dear God, that's my prayer for all of us, that we would leave tonight with a renewed sense of this mission, to be a saint, wherever we find ourselves, and in whatever our vocation is, we know that we're all called to that, and we shouldn't be looking for someone else to do it. Don't leave it up to somebody else. God's calling you to do that, and that's the path. The path is love God with everything, and our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus says, to holiness. And if we can do that, he says, we're not far from the kingdom of heaven. This is what the saints did, and it's what we must do.